Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Cornelius Washington. Dictating an endoscopy report on Cornelius Washington, date of birth 8/19/1978, date of procedures January 26, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Referring physician is Dr. Aladys Onitiri. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication of early satiety, abdominal pain, colorectal cancer screening, buttock pain. Description, procedure, and prior consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or explain to the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period, while lubricated on the sedio. Gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, the second portion of the duodenum stomach, G junction, esophagus period, retroscopy is obtained at the cardio period. Air reception from the stomach before draw the scope period. The patient is then turned on a left lateral position, period, digital vessel exam is normal. Period of well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillar bacilli cecal valve complex was filled. Terminalium was also intubated in a value period. Careful examination made of the cecum, iliac cecal valve, asynchronous hepatic fracture, transverse splenic fracture, desynchronous sigmoid rectum, retroflexion was seen in the rectum period. Boston blot prep score was 6,2-2, graded as a suboptimal prep. Patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. The line was mildly irregular at 43 centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of a late grade A ulcerative esophagitis. This was biopsied for histology. Next line. There was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Period. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. Boston blot prep score was 6,2-2 with a suboptimal prep. Next line. The terminalium appeared to have polypoid mucosa, which could be normal with increased Peyer's patches. Biopsies, cold biopsies were taken for histology. Next line, there was a diminutive sessile sigmoid polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion without any bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of external skin tags. Photo documentation was obtained. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years given suboptimal prep. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplements as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.